What is up, everybody? Welcome to Wheel Talks Wrestling. We have a lot of shenanigans here today, man. I'm a happy boy, though. I'm a happy boy. We had WWE Clash at the Castle, which was a fun show. We had NXT Worlds Collide. That was a very good show. Like, I'm ashamed of myself. I didn't watch it till today. I really wish I would have watched it the day of. And then we have AEW All Out. And all the fallout of Mr. PG Punk over there ruining the company, as I said he would. I've been saying this since day one they hired CM Punk, all these fake smiles and everything, but let's save that. We got a lot to get into it. It just feels good to be right. That's all I can say. All right, we're doing WWE Clash at the Castle here. We start off with Bianca, Asuka, and Alexa Bliss versus Damage Control. Loving the crowd here. We got about 65,000 people. The arena looks great. I really hope they keep this pay-per-view. Like, it sucked, it being at 1 p.m., but it's so worth the crowd and all the experience you get from it. I always love the UK crowds. The UK crowds, the Canadian crowds are always the best. The crowd is loving Bayley. We get a drop kick to the barricade by Dakota Kai. Code red by Alexa. Asuka hits a couple of spinning back fists to Io. I love anytime Asuka and Io are going at it. Also, I'm a big fan of the name Damage Control. I think it's really cool. And their theme is okay, honestly. It's tight. It's tight. We get a moonsault to the outside by Io Shirai. Then we get the Tower of Power spot with all the women in the corner. A scorpion kick by Kai, hit the moonsault, and Damage Control wins the match. Very good decision. This is also Bianca's first pin in a long time, probably like 8 months or something like that. Bianca has not been pinned in a long time. This elevated the story. We're going to get Bayley and Bianca. They're going to finish their feud right where it took off from the pandemic era, which is smart to see. This should be all good stuff. Like I said, it's so weird to actually sit there and enjoy the WWE product. Like, everything they're doing has just been pretty damn fun. Then we get Sheamus versus Walter for the IC title. This was my second favorite match of the night. It would have been first, but I really like that Seth Rollins Riddle match. But this match was great. The only thing was missing was Sheamus having his old theme back. I hope he gets that back soon. But we get Fabian Aichner back. We have Imperium back together. I'm telling you, Triple H, every time I see TV, he fixes something. A big fight breaks out. Scoop slam on the steel steps to Sheamus. That had to suck. Big chops and stiff Yakuza kicks to Sheamus. Sheamus keeps fighting back. Sheamus fights back with about 21 beats of the Baldron. And then he hits a King Kong knee drop from the top for a near fall. Sheamus hits a V trigger, white noise after that for a near fall. Walter with a big drop kick and then a power bomb to Sheamus for a near fall. Walter's, chopping the living shit out of him. His chest looks like it's made out of ground beef. And Sheamus busts out the old high cross. I popped huge. I used to love the when Sheamus used to do the razor's edge. Freaking crazy, man. Walter with another power bomb. Sheamus just keeps getting up, and basically they looked at each other, and you could tell I like that. So like Walter looked at him, he's like, I don't know what I gotta do. Sheamus is just barely telling him to come on. Walter eats him with a lariat. One, two, three, fantastic match. Absolutely everything that I wanted or could have asked for. It's legit everything that I wanted in this match. I knew this match was gonna be fucking great. Like, it's so weird seeing matches like this on the main roster now. Like, this is crazy. Oh my God. Sheamus gets a deserving so standing ovation. Sheamus has been the MVP for a long time, man. Sheamus has been putting good matches after good matches for a while. We get Shayna Baszler versus Liv Morgan for the SmackDown Women's title. This was a good match to see because finally they stopped booking Liv like a pussy. Like, I knew Triple H was gonna, take a little time to fix Liv, and it feels like this match definitely helped out. Shayna's working the arm. We get a V trigger by Shayna. Liv keeps going for her own arm, aiming for Shayna's arm. Big running knee by Shayna for a near fall. Liv hits a power bomb and the Oblivion for the win, and a clean win here, which is very surprising. surprising. I really thought Shayna was going to beat the living shit out of Liv. We get a really fun match here, too. Rey and Edge versus Damian Priest and Finn Balor. The Judgment Day versus Team SmackDown back in the day. Edge is so fucking over. They're singing his whole entire theme song. And you could tell this man got caught off guard big time. We definitely feel like we're in Edge's retirement tour. We got a broken arrow by Damian Priest for a near fall. Finn Balor with a random scissors kick for another near fall. Execution by Edge. Then Edge ends up using the 619. I don't know what the Canadian area code is. Ray with a splash, but Finn Balor kicks out. Edge with a spear through the ropes. I definitely would not be doing that with Edge's neck. Rhea ends up beating the shit out of Dominic. 619, and then a spear for the win. Very fun match. But this is the part that I like. They did something cool here. So the whole match, Dominic and Rhea have been interfering. Dominic has been trying to help them win. And you got Edge and Rey celebrating while Dominic's just in the background. Even though you can clearly tell he helped them in this match. And he's just in the background doing nothing. And you just see him seething. So I'm like, oh, he's turning. So yeah, he low blows Edge and then clotheslines. He stiffed his own father. Jesus Christ. He fucking let that man have it. He said, JBL style, clothesline for Bell. And yeah, I guess Dominic, I don't know if he is going to officially join the Judgment Day, but we'll see. Then we get my favorite match of the night, Seth Rollins versus Matt Riddle. Again, it's so nice to call him Matt Riddle and Austin Theory and actually have Tommaso Ciampa back. We got the names back, people. Give me Biggie Langston and then we're talking. But this was good stuff. This was my favorite match of the night. Guys are going right at it. We got a buckle bomb to the barricade by Seth, which I'm pretty sure he hasn't done that since the Finn Balor bullshit. Super kick by Seth for a near fall. Draping double foot stomp to Riddle. Top rope Falcon's Arrow, but then Riddle turns it into the transition into a Fisherman's Buster for a near fall. Whisper in the Wind on the outside by Riddle. GTS powerbombed and a V-trigger by Riddle for a near fall. Seth ends up hitting the neutralizer, which they called Riddle's move, which obviously was not Bo Derek. That was the neutralizer. Chelsea's grin into another Chelsea's grin into the perfect pedigree, but Riddle kicks out. Seth Rollins hits a Randy Orton draping DDT, hits a stomp. Then he basically gets up, hits the super stomp from the mid rope for the win. This match was awesome. It made Seth look like the star that he is. It's been a long time since we've put some respect in Seth Rollins' name. Then we get to the main event. It is Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns. Ugh, I really wanted Drew to win this match. I understand, you know, whatever, but the crowd support, the vignettes, the fucking man had broken dreams, bro. I've been waiting for this moment for so long as a Drew McIntyre fan. Oh, WWE Universal World title on the line. Cross ends up distracting Drew, throws a water bottle at him. That's about it for him. Roman finally takes control because Roman's getting his ass whooped the whole time. Fucking Nasty's Glasgow's kiss by Drew. Rock bottom by Roman. Superman punch. And a big spear. He kicks out. Drew ends up hitting a spear on the barricade to Roman. Austin Theory comes in, tries to cash his in, but Tyson Fury ends up knocking his ass out. We get a Claymore, but Roman kicks out. Then he does the whole setup, hits the Claymore, but Solo Sikoa comes in and attacks Drew McIntyre. Oh, god damn it, man. When he actually hit the whole comeback and hit the second Claymore, I really thought Drew had it. I'm like, fuck. Because I'm like, the Usos can't, in my head, I'm like, the Usos can't travel. There's no Paul Heyman. There's no one that could interfere this match. And I completely forgot about fucking Solo Sikoa. Fuck, dude. Drew gets hit with another spear, and a spear for the win. Roman Reigns, man, is the tribal chief. He's unstoppable. He is unstoppable. Like, shit's crazy. They're really going all in. Roman hasn't been pinned in about 1,000 days. Champion for almost 600, 700 days. This is crazy, dude. Like, I really want to know what the hell are we really going to have Cody be the one? Like I said, storyline-wise, the Cody thing, once they tell it and, you know, he starts talking about his dad and starts cutting all his great promos, it's going to be good shit. It's going to be good stuff. Like, I feel like I wish they could just make Roman defend the title twice. They do the Cody thing, you know, he defends it, but he can keep the Universal one because I kind of want still that Rock match, you know what I mean? But yeah, I thought Clash in the Castle was a fun match. I was a fun pay-per-view. All right, next we got NXT Worlds Collide and no Power Man 5000. Oh, fuck, come on, Triple H, come on. You're better than that, bro. You're better than that. But yo, this pay-per-view was fucking good, man. Like, I don't even have a low point in this whole pay-per-view. Every match slapped, bro. Every match is really good. We started off with the best match of the night, freaking Ricochet versus Carmelo Hayes. And how good has it been seeing Ricochet beat Ricochet again, dude? This guy's on SmackDown. This guy's on SmackDown giving his full potential. He's on Raw. He's on fucking NXT now. He had another good match on this NXT. Like, this guy's everywhere. Like, that's, you wouldn't even think about that. Good old fucking Ricochet out here, bro. But this was good stuff for sure. This was definitely worth the match. Carmelo Hayes is definitely one of the best out there. Ricochet is one of the best. North American title, let's get it. Flipping and dipping all over the place. Guys are not touching the ground for the good solid couple minutes. Fans hold down Melo while Ricochet chops him. That was cool. You don't see a lot of fan stuff like that no more. Nice super kick by Melo. He takes advantage. Beautiful springboard clothesline by Melo. Both men end up colliding in midair with double spring. They like run past each other, do that same springboard and hit each other in the air. I think I've never seen that before. Ricochet with the recoil, but can't capitalize. The movement of this. It's just the movement of these guys, man. They're so fluid and crazy, and they're selling like Dolph Ziggler on steroids. It's amazing. Ricochet takes out Trick. Gourd Buster Cutter by Melo. I love that move. That move's really dope. Crazy looking superplex by Ricochet. He like flipped kind of in midair, V trigger, and then a brain buster into a detonation kick. Only gets a near fall. I really thought he had it there. Melo with a nasty double knee code breaker. Poison Rana by Ricochet. Ricochet goes for the shooting star press and lands on his feet from the top rope. And remember, you guys don't remember how high this man would get on the shooting star presses. Gets distracted by Trick, and then Melo steals it with a roll up. I love how they didn't give Melo the decisive win. You could definitely run this shit back for sure. But fantastic. And these guys are both the future of this company if done right, man. See, I never understood the hate on Ricochet's promos. I thought his promos are fine. They're not, you know, the greatest. Like, Melo, of course, is fucking great. But, like, everyone's just like, oh, Ricochet's so bad at promos. I'm like, I thought he did good with the promo against Melo when he came out for the open challenge. Next, we got Pretty Deadly versus the Creed Brothers versus Gallus versus Briggs and Jensen, four-way for the unified tag team titles. Because remember, NXT UK is dead. We're getting NXT Europe next year in September, so all the NXT titles are being unified, which I thought was really cool. Like I said, I wasn't the biggest fan of NXT UK, but they definitely had a lot of good solid wrestling there. I really enjoyed the early years of it, you know, and the stuff with Ilya Dragunov is the reason I went back to watching NXT UK. So it's gonna be a shame if they don't bring him back over to the States. Hopefully they do. But this was a four-way unification elimination tag. Thank God. You want to get my dick wet, man. When you say elimination, fatal four-way or three-way, I'm in. That's my favorite types of matches. Big brawl breaks out. Match is going nuts. Jensen is trying to get on the top rope, but Gallus basically takes him out with a power slam combo. He's out, three teams left. Electric chair cannonball combo by the Creeds was dope as fuck. I don't even know how to explain this. It was a doomsday device, and the fucking dude comes off like a cannonball. Julius with a sliding lariat takes out Callus or Gallus. Two teams left, obviously Pretty Deadly versus the Creeds here. I'm a big, big fan of Pretty Deadly. These guys are great, and they have great character work and the fucking yes boy and all this stuff. Double team gut buster by Pretty Deadly for a near fall. Julius with his crazy this crazy deadlift suplex, goes for a top rope moonsault, lands on his feet, then hits a freaking angle slam out of nowhere. I'm like, yo, this guy's going fucking nuts. The ref gets taken out, but, you know, Kemp, which they have with him, spears pretty deadly, then he betrays the Creeds for the win. So this is the guy who's been tearing down Judgment Day. The Creed brothers and Diamond Mind. Everyone thought it was Roddy, but Roddy was taken out before this match even started in the freaking most dangerous arena ever, the NXT parking lot. But this was good shit. I'm a big fan of Pretty Deadly. I'm glad they got all the titles. I thought this was a good choice. The Creeds are better as chasing. Mako versus Blair, Davenport versus Mandy Rose. This is probably the weakest match, I would say, but I just feel like it didn't get enough time. But all the performers in this were pretty great. It's insane to me how good Mandy is now. It's fucking like all that potential. I'm telling you, the people need to talk about her being like Trish Stratus. This girl came in his ass and then turned it all around. It's fucking crazy to me. Women's unification match here. Mandy and Blair are teaming up on Mako. Double foot stomp on Mandy's back on the outside by Blair. Mako with the big strikes on Mandy and then a beautiful spin kick. Mandy with a big spine buster on Mako. And then a double DDT by Mako on both girls. Cartwheel knee drop by Mako. Satomura special. I think she calls it. Then again to both girls at the same damn time. Mako with a Death Valley driver on Mandy. Blair hits the Kamigoye on Mako for a near fall. Mandy with a V-trigger on Blair wins both titles. That is it for the win there. I thought it was a fun match. I really wanted Bea Priestley, Blair Davenport to win. I definitely think she's one of the big futures of this company. She can talk. She was great. She can wrestle her ass off. Like, her career in Stardom is worth watching. She's fucking strong style as all hell. This girl be stiffing people. And then Mako is just fucking absolute legend. Everything this girl does, godlike, bro. And Mandy is just round of applause. No one can say Mandy Rose is the weak link here. NXT Women's Tag Team titles. Kayden Carter and Katana Chance versus Piper Niven and Nikki Ash. Viper slams him into each other and then sentons both girls. Reverse DDT sidewalk slam combo by Viper and Nikki for a near fall. Samoan drop neckbreaker combo. G9 by Crime Time by Nikki and Viper. Toxic Attraction then comes in and they start distracting for some reason. Viper and Nikki, not the actual champs. I really thought they would want the champs to lose. We get the Skull and Bones and the champs pick up the win. Toxic Attraction screwed them over big time. Then we get the main event here. This was a fun main event. Like I said, Bron Breakker's a scary man. The guy just gets better and better and better and better and better. Versus one of my personal favorites. I've always said this guy's one of the best wrestlers in the world. And people will laugh at me. I've said he's definitely top 10. It's Tyler Bate, dude. This guy is, he's what, like 23? I have legit seen this man grow up in front of my face. He was 19 years old when I first saw him in the fucking UK tournament. It's crazy. I love the long hair, too. Braun is doing he's trying to basically match speed and with strength here. Braun is trying to bring a little bit of both. But Tyler's just way too fast and let him touch it. Braun with a Frankensteiner early on. Tyler with a dead man dive on the outside. Braun Breakker catches him midair with a power slam. And Tyler Bate ends up catching him midair with a power bomb right after that off his Frankensteiner. That was really dope. Top rope bulldog by Braun. And then he hits a dope suplex into a power bomb. It was really cool. It was like an X-plex, but he caught him into like a blue thunder bomb. I really hope he keeps that. That was cool shit. Tyler with the freaking deadlift airplane spin. Then a nasty rebound lariat. Tyler driver 97, but Braun kicks out. That was the full combo. Military press slam, but Tyler gets his foot on the rope. Freaking bop and bang punch by Tyler. Then he gets tries to hit the rebound clothesline again, but Braun Breakker spears the living shit out of him. And that's it. I'm telling you, best spear in the business. Best spear in the business. He's the closest I've ever seen anyone come close to Goldberg's spear. Fun match here. I'm still not a fan of him using the spear as his finish. I really liked it as a setup move, but I also don't like his finish, the military press slam. I feel like he could come up with something cooler. Like, I would love for him to use, like, the Dominators. Like, he could do something. Like, he should just use the jackhammer. He pretty much has Goldberg's whole moveset. He has Goldberg's tattoo. He should just use the jackhammer. He's strong enough to do it. Who gives a fuck, you know what I mean? Goldberg's like his fucking second dad the way this guy hypes him up. But, yeah, that was NXT. It's very, very, very good show. Oof, all right, it is time for the marathon here. AEW's All Out, 16 or 15 matches in this bitch. We got 4 just on the pre-show, the 0 hour, but whew, I'm telling you, I enjoy these shows. They're just so fucking long. Oh my god, they're so long. Like, you know, I like long shows, but this is ridiculous. But let's get right into it. A lot of these matches, I'm honestly going to cut a little short just because there's so much I want to get into. But Ruby and Ortiz versus Sammy Guevara and Ty Mello. Mixed tag team titles, AAA mixed tag team titles. Tay with a Canadian Destroyer on Ortiz. Anna Jay. Oh my god, I can never say this. Anna J-A-S. Jesus Christ. Comes in. Tay Conti wins with the fucking Tay KO. So they almost kill Ruby. They drop her on her fucking neck. And then Ty breaks her nose. Like, legit, she hits her finish. And she's just holding on to her nose the whole time. She never lets go of her nose. So Ruby twice died in this match. That sucks. Jesus Christ, what a fucking mess. The match was whatever. I don't care about mixed tag team titles or anything. We get Hook versus Cool Hand Angelo Parker for the FTW title. The fact that this match did not end in 2.5 seconds pissed me off. They gave Angelo Parker way too much offense. Cool Hand hits Hook in the eye after get a distraction. Hook chokes him out. Matt Menard attacks Hook, but freaking Action Bronson, a.k.a. the dude who sings Hook theme, came in and just got a cool moment there. So, yeah. Oh, boy. Here it is, folks. We get Kip Sabian versus the Boston Pack for the All-Atlantic Championship. Chris Sabian. Cool gimmick. Not the best wrestler ever to me, but very cool gimmick. Very charismatic guy. Very cool guy, you know? Sits on the audience with a cardboard box in his head for almost a year and a half. No story, no buildup, no explanation, nothing. He sits with a cardboard box, overrated. You know, it says overrated, overlooked, all this shit. Randomly starts stalking Pac. Pac goes, "Bet, you want a title?" Sabin then attacks him. Still no explanation. Then Pac proceeds to beat the living piss out of this dude. He basically squashed this man. Pac, you know, hits Kip with an acai moonsault to the outside. Big headbutt and then a dragon suplex by Kip. Snap neck breaker and then a kiwi crusher by Kip for a near fall. Pac starts stop playing games. He hits a German suplex. Pac then transforms into Randy Orton and Daniel Bryan combined. And he stomps Kip's head in for like 2 minutes. Like, legit, he's just stomping him in the head, stomping him in the head, stomping him in the head. Kip is laughing. He thinks this is cute. You know, he's loving the pain. He stomps him one more time. Casually, like, I kid you not, this guy takes his fucking sweet time. Casually goes up to the top rope, steadies himself, and I'm like, all right, he's going to move out the way. He's going to roll him up and get the win. Because, you know, why would you have a guy sitting there for a year and a half building this character? I if you even want to call it that, because they never even did anything to explain it. And Pac just beats him. Pac legit did some stuff, hit a German suplex, stomped him in the nuts, his face, and hit the Black Arrow, casual. I even called it, was a casual Black Arrow. And then Kip is just shown complaining at a box. All this time, this dude sat there and he came back to lose. Like, I understand Pac was not going to lose. You couldn't have done a distraction. You could have done a timeout. You could have done anything. You could have done Penelope. I was waiting for Penelope to come out and get involved and wonder why her man's a psychopath. No, none of that. Nah. None of that. He just got his ass beat by Pac, and then Pac automatically transitions into a feud with Orange Cassidy again. Just Kip Sabian's on the floor being a total pussy. Jesus Christ. Ishii versus Eddie Kingston here. We get a good match here. This match was awesome. Basically, they chop it out for 5 minutes. They beat the shit out of each other. Saito suplex by Ishii. They're going nuts, chopping each other some more. Both chests are made of ground beef. Ishii gets blood coming out of his chest. We get a powerbomb by Eddie for a near fall. Eddie with the spin fist. Ishii kicks out. Ishii keeps trying to hit his brainbuster. Then Eddie hits a version of the brainbuster for the win. And yeah, it's 1-1 now. I understand Eddie winning. As the New Japan man myself, I understand Eddie winning. It is 1-1. So that was cool. That was cool. Then we started off. The actual show starts now. Jesus Christ. Wheeler Yuta versus Rey Fénix to start off the casino ladder match. This match is the setup of this match is stupid. Two men come in and the rest come in Rumble style. But you're allowed to win the match when the rest of the men aren't in the match. It should be Rumble style when all men participants are in. You can win the match. But no, you had Fénix and Yuta trying to win the match immediately, which leads to, check this out. Oh my God. So, Wheeler Yuta and Rey Fénix are going at it. Yuta gets a big ladder. He goes on the ladder. Roosh is up next. Roosh is taking off his clothes, buying as much. Yuta has to basically slow down. He's already on the top of the ladder. Yuta has to slow down and wait for Roosh's whole entire entrance, even though Yuta could have won the match 100,000 times. This is why this concept is so stupid. Why can't you just have a regular ladder match where everyone just goes nuts? Or do, hey, no winning until all the participants are in here. Didn't think this one through, did you, crackhead? Fucking Tony Khan the crackhead. So, it gets even better. So, Roosh is in here. He hits a belly-to-belly on the ladder. Andrade comes in, and he's doing the same thing. He takes his clothes off. He's chilling. He's taking his time. And I'm like, why is no one winning the match? Okay. Roosh is basically setting up Andrade to win. He's doing it for the cause. Andrade hits that flip powerbomb off the top of the ladder to another ladder. The same thing he did to Finn Balor in their Money in the Bank match. Fucking Cesaro's up next. He's going nuts and uppercuts and double stomps and all this shit. The devoid of hype, Dante Martin, is in next. Fucking Pentagon with a Canadian Destroyer as his first legal offense coming in. Jesus Christ. Then Penta with a Canadian Destroyer threw a ladder to Andrade. Then a frog splash by Fénix to a guy on the table. To Roosh on the table. Everyone's going crazy. Cesaro is trying to set up this crazy contraption that makes no sense. Then I don't know if it's Yuta. I think Andrade or somebody gets on top of it. He's trying to deadlift two ladders with the guy on top. It sadly does not work out. Cesaro is strong, but goddamn, he is not that strong. Honestly, this match was kind of a clusterfuck. This match was kind of a clusterfuck. I kind of really didn't enjoy it. Then a bunch of guys come out in black clothes, black hoodies. I'm like, oh shit, Retribution's back. Shut it down. One of the black cloak guys wins the match, and it is Stokely Hathaway, who's been whoring himself to everybody. And, you know, all the guys, the Gun Club is out there, Big W. Morrissey, freaking Chob, not Shoddy Lee, oh my God, I can't believe I said that. But yeah, there's a bunch of guys out there. I'm like, okay. Then they play the Rolling Stones, something about the devil. I forgot the name of the song. And this fucking cool guy who you can obviously tell is MJF just by the mannerisms. I knew in 2.5 seconds it was MJF. Just by the walking, the way he hit the ropes. Has this dope ass fucking mask. Legit, that had to be top five, one of the coolest masks I've ever seen in wrestling. It was so fucking cool. Oh my god, it's such a shame he's not going to use it. He wins the casino thing. Stokely gives him the chip. Then he's about to reveal himself and he goes, nah. And as soon as he did that, I'm like, MJF, it's MJF. So that part was cool. Honestly, the match was kind of a clusterfuck, and it's a shame because you had a match with Cesaro and fucking Phoenix, Pentagon, Roosh, Andrade. I could care less about Dante Martin and Uter, but what the fuck? Like, you blew it, man. Ugh. Well, let's just stop talking about that. Next, we get the Dark Order versus Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks for the Trios Tag Team Title Finals. Big pop for Kenny and Hangman touching. I love this match. This match is really good. But the whole Hangman not wanting the Dark Order to hurt the Bucks and Kenny was so stupid. Like, Kenny has betrayed you. Bucks have betrayed you. I get you're all trying to be friendly butt buddies, but dude, this is for fucking gold. Stop. I hate when they book Hangman like such a pussy. Ugh. But we get a big pop here. Super kick to Hangman, and then he eats a draping swanton. Death Valley Driver by Hangman. Freaking Brainbuster dive combo by the Dark Order. The Spin Doctor by Johnny Hungy, but Kenny saves it. Hits three dragon rushes on all members. V-trigger to Johnny Hungy. Rise of the Terminator died. I also love how they completely just deleted the whole Kenny Omega can't go. Kenny Omega is not at 100%. The guy came out, he looked fucking shredded. He did not miss a beat. He looked like the Kenny Omega of old for a little bit. I'm like, so we just completely threw that storyline down the drain. Thank God, because I'm not a fan of those types of story. I hate that. Oh, does he still got it? Ooh, it's like, shut the fuck up. We waited long enough for Kenny to come back. We want to see this guy go at it. I don't want to see him botching moves on purpose, like how he was doing in their first match. That was so stupid. We get a moonsault to the outside by Hangman. Kenny with a J Driller for a near fall. Freaking back of the head buckshot to Kenny. Nick with a buckshot, better than CM Punk. BTE trigger. Alex Mercer. Any prototype fans out there? Alex makes a save. Buckshot to Johnny because Hangman misses. Kenny wins. New Trios Tag Team Champions. Fun match. Definitely turned up. Should have not been the finals, though. The finals should have been Will Ospreay and Aussie Open. Or Andrade, Dragon Lee, or the House of Black. This should have not been the finals. I'm sorry, but the Dark Order is fucking dead. Hangman should not be associated with these fucking losers anymore. It's a shame. Shame. We get Jade versus Athena, the match where I was closing my eyes the whole time because I really thought Athena was going to win. She-Hulk Jade is fucking awesome. I'm a big She-Hulk mark, so that was awesome. Pop-up Muriora by Athena. Athena also looked really fucking dope. So Athena hits the orgasm, the O-face, in like 2 minutes into the match, and everyone lost their mind because they really thought that was it. Jade gets saved by the baddies. We get a spear. Actually, the baddies were late, and Jade had to kick out of the fucking the O-face, even though I think no one ever has. We get a spear by Jade, a suplex stunner by Athena, pump kick, and then Jaded. Jade wins the match in like 5 or 6 minutes. I'm happy with the outcome because I think Jade should go to 101, or, 99, or 50. She should definitely do something big with this. But, this is a squash match, basically. But I'm okay with it. It fits Jade's character. This is the match I was looking forward to the most, but sadly, I feel like I didn't kick into that third gear with Motor City Machine Guns and Jay Lethal, Team TNA, versus the Pineapple, which is FTR and Wardlow, my fucking guy. Great tag team moves by the Motor City Machine Guns, like always. We got a Gory Bomb by Little Dick Dash in the corner. We got the F10 by Wardlow, Jay Lethal with the Macho Man elbow. We got a Big Rig Shatter Machine, and then a double lethal injection to FTR. That was cool. I always love when he does the double. Wardlow with 5 power bombs to Jay Lethal, and he wins. I thought that was very strange to have Jay Lethal get pinned, because he's the guy that works for the company. You know, not that I wanted the Machine Guns to get pinned, but I just feel like it would have made more sense. But whatever. Samoa Joe comes out, beats the shit out of all of them. Somehow in the midst of this, Samoa Joe got fucking busted open. I swear, Joe has like the worst luck ever. Oh my god. Speaking of squash matches here, this caught me off guard. Ricky Starks versus Powerhouse. Powerhouse Hobbs. I love Ricky Starks' outfit. The guy's a star. All you gotta do is let this guy talk. You don't even gotta let him wrestle. He's really good at that too. Let this fucking guy talk. This guy is magic, dude. This guy's great. I don't know why Tony, all the efforts and everything Tony Khan is spending on CM Punk's bitch ass should be spent on Ricky Starks, MJF, and people like that. But guys are going right at it. Ricky's going fucking haymakers all around. Hobbs takes control. Ricky with a tornado DDT. Hobbs is going for Ricky's neck. Ricky's speeding by and spine buster done. Clean as a whistle. Not even 4 to 5 minutes. Powerhouse Hobbs gets the win. Crazy. I did not see that coming. I don't know if Hobbs needed a dominant, a very win like that. I would have let Ricky win because as the babyface, it looks wrong. When, make an example, you go in there, you say you're going to beat the shit out of this guy. Ricky has not gotten one hand up on Powerhouse, and then he lost like nothing. Like legit, 4 or 5 minutes, spine buster, Powerhouse done. It's basically you booked yourself into a shoot. It's two guys that really needed to win. But the way Powerhouse got the win, I would have rather them have a very competitive match and Powerhouse just be too much to overcome because, you know, he's Powerhouse fucking Hobbs. But I thought that was very strange. One of the best matches on the show that I had no... Basically, I was intrigued, but not much, was Swerve and Keith Lee versus the Acclaimed for the... I'm going to say NXT. AEW Tag Team titles. Daddy Ass is very over. The Acclaimed is very over. Everybody loves the Acclaimed. Fucking Grizzly Magnum by Lee to everyone's chest. Fucking Regal Cutter by Bowens. Bowens' knee is acting up again because remember in the promo they were saying how he always lets his partner down because his body lets a partner down. Bowens' knee is out again. We got a blockbuster by Bowens. He tabs in. Kill shot stomp. Bowens kicks out. House call kick, but Caster kicks out. We get a draping elbow drop by Caster on the outside to Swerve Scott. The whole time, Caster has been trying to attitude adjust or F you, Keith Lee. And I'm just laughing. I'm like, ain't no way that's fucking happening. The motherfucker actually does it. Matt Caster lifts him up, hits the freaking F you, and it gets a big pop. Honestly, I wouldn't mind him even using that as a finish. He needs a finish other than the elbow drop, the mic drop. Mic drop, he hits it, gets a big pop, but Lee saves it. Death Valley Driver by Swerve on the fucking apron. Spear bomb stomp combo for the win, and the crowd was not happy. They really wanted the Acclaimed to win. I wanted the Acclaimed to win because I hate Swerve and Lee as a fucking tag team. They have good matches because they're good wrestlers, but to me, they have bad chemistry. Like, I'd rather see Swerve by himself, honestly. Women's match here. We got Jamie Hayter versus Sheeta versus Dr. Britt Baker, DMD versus Toni Storm. Thunder Rosa, injured, not injured, being a crybaby herself. I don't know what's going on there. AEW interim women's title here, because you know Tony Khan loves that word. We got a double clothesline by Jamie Hayter, by the way, who was disgustingly over, which thank God these people finally learn who the talent is. Get a nasty dive on the outside by Toni Storm. Curve stomp by Britt Baker on the stage to Sheeta. Sheeta ends up coming back with dual-wielding kendo sticks, beating the crap out of everybody. Question mark kick by Sheeta. We got a Falcon Arrow. She's done the deal for a near fall. Toni comes in, starts hitting a bunch of German suplexes, and then a tombstone piledriver by Jamie Hayter. Hayter gets up Toni, hits the Rainmaker, but Britt stops it. And this is where we get it, folks. This is where Jamie Hayter needs to beat the living piss out of Britt Baker, and I cannot wait. We get a Storm Zero, and then Toni Storm's new random finisher, a random tornado DDT, which in what universe is the Storm Zero pile driver that looks absolutely menacing a setup move for a tornado DDT? You can't even make this up. It's a setup move for a tornado DDT. Oof. Good for Toni Storm, though. She deserves it. I wish they would have gave it to Jamie Hayter. Because, you know, again, these WWE people are just taking all the titles. Look at that. We got Swerve, Lee, Punk, Moxley. Fuck it. Now Toni Storm. Freaking, I think the only original champion is Wardlow and Jade. We get Christian Cage versus Jungle Boy here. So Christian Cage comes out. Jungle Boy comes out and he's waiting. He's looking around. He's like, where the fuck is Luchasaurus? Luchasaurus comes out the heel tunnel. Goozles Jungle Boy. Choke slams him on the steel stage. Thank God they went with this. This is exactly what I wanted. But, oh, that sucked. They choke slammed him on the stage. And the stage is where the fireworks went off. So it was still hot. So legit, it barbecued Jungle Boy's back. I feel so bad for that dude. Oh my God, that had to hurt. My boy has Cody back now. Whatever Cody, when you know, he went through a flaming table. Yeah, ouch. But it did great for the story, I'll tell you that. But yeah, fucking. Then he power bombs Jungle Boy through the fucking table. Throws him in the ring. Christian with a spear. He kicks out. Unprettier. Done. This is more of an angle. I think Christian is working through an injury or something. But the way they're working through it is very good. You're making people. Because you know Christian's very good. He's giving people opposite of what they want. And they're getting pissed. And it's good. Here's a match that fucking pissed me off. We got Bryan Danielson. The best wrestler in the fucking universe. Versus Chris Jericho, Lionheart Chris Jericho. A lot of chain wrestling to start off. Bryan is basically toying with Jericho. Triangle dropkick by Jericho and then a diving knee off the apron. Jericho keeps trying to lock in the walls of Jericho, but Bryan keeps getting out of it. Jericho with a random tombstone. I don't know what's with the tombstones. And then a lion salt for a near fall. Bryan kicks Jericho's head in, then stomps his head in some more. Jericho with a code breaker, but Bryan kicks out. Jericho locks in the lion tamer, but Bryan gets out of there. Hits a bukkake knee for a near fall. Locks in cattle mutilation, but can't get the win. Elbows him in the face. We get a low blow by Jericho, and then the Judas effect, and it is over. Why the fuck does Bryan Danielson always have to lose? I'm telling you, this man, Tony Khan over here, the little weasel that he is, does not deserve someone like Bryan Danielson. He books CM Punk to be Jesus Christ, but doesn't book the legit best wrestler in the world. It's Will Ospreay and Bryan Danielson. You can get either or. I would throw Shingo Takagi in there. How the hell do you not know how to fucking book Bryan Danielson? Like, Jericho's Teflon. Jericho doesn't need wins. Why did he beat Bryan Danielson? Why? Then we get Miro, Sting, and Darby versus the House of Black here. Miro's going nuts, beating the shit out of everybody. Now Darby's getting killed like he usually does. We got a knee to Darby. Jesus, he's dead. He's fucking dead. Sting takes them all on. He's going nuts. Finally, him and Malakai Black meet. Sting is getting tagged by everybody. Will not let go of the Scorpion Deathlock. He's no-selling everything. We get a freaking Death Drop, Coffin Drop combo. We get a bat to the stomach of Miro. Sting hits his own miss. Then Darby comes in with the Last Supper on Malakai Black and gets the win. This is sad. This is Malakai's last match for a while. He went for his release, got denied, basically has some type of mental issues going on or some serious stuff is going on. Got granted his release. He bows to the crowd and has a curtain call with the House of Black. This is a shame. This is a real shame. Because, like, how do you not book Malakai Black? Easy money. One of the easiest. I swear, Triple H is the only person that knows how to book this guy. Triple H kept them undefeated for 8 to 9 months and gave them the world title. And the only reason he dropped it because he was injured. But legit, I feel like Triple H is the only person that ever knew how to build fucking Aleister Black. It's crazy. But hopefully he comes back. I've always wanted to see Aleister in New Japan, so. And we get, isn't this funny now? AEW World Title, John Moxley versus PG Punk. Punk is trying to end the fastest of GTS on Moxley. Moxley kicks out. He's trying to do that thing he did to him. They fight on the crowd. For some reason, the ref is not counting. CM Punk gets busted open. I'm surprised Moxley's not jealous. Mox is going for Punk's foot. Mox gets fucking spit on. Then he gets pissed and hits a pile driver. CM Punk fucking attacks his head. And then locks in the Anaconda Vice, hits another head kick. Moxley with a Nigel McGuinness clothesline. Death Rider, but Punk kicks out. I hate how people just kick out the Death Rider now. GTS by Punk, and then another GTS for the win, and he wins cleanly. Then MJF reveals himself to be the devil. He cuts a promo, a little promo basically saying he takes off the mask, and it is him. It's the devil himself. So, after this, the show was good. The show was good. I like the show. And then after this, we got all the shenanigans. I'm going to keep it short. CM Punk is a crybaby pussy. He is a little bitch. He is a fucking cancer to any company he goes. And this is exactly what I predicted was going to happen in AEW. He started beef with everybody. He buried fucking Hangman. He took the title off Hangman. Buried him. Took care of that. Fucking was undefeated. Somehow has the AEW World title twice now. Fucking starts going nuts on the media scrum on Colt Cabana, Hangman, Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks. They all get into a fight backstage. Ace Steel is trying to eat Kenny Omega for some reason. Now he's injured, apparently, and the world title is going to get vacated. Again. Everyone's suspended. Kenny's suspended. The Young Bucks suspended. Christopher Daniels somehow got suspended. I'm telling you, this is the cancer of CM Punk. Go back and everyone cuts promos on this man and tells the truth. Watch Eddie Kingston's promo. Watch Hangman's promo. Watch Triple H's promos. Watch John Cena's promo. Everyone knows the real CM Punk. That is why I stopped being a fan of this guy when he did the pipe bomb. It was a great promo. But I was like, I don't want to support a crybaby whiny bitch. and someone who does things they deserve. Like, you know, people could say whatever they want about Triple H, but how do you go to Triple H and tell him, oh, you need to work with me, I don't need to work with you? Dude, imagine going up to Shawn Michaels. But remember, he's mad that Hangman says he doesn't need advice from anybody, but yet he, CM Punk, can trash The Undertaker, can trash fucking Triple H and all these people. That's okay if CM Punk does that, but Hangman Adam Page can't do that to him because, you know, CM Punk is apparently the best wrestler in the world, which he's not even fucking close, never has been. Even when he called himself the best wrestler in the world, I guess he never knew who fucking AJ Styles was. You know what I'm saying? Look at that. If AJ Styles doesn't like you, AJ Styles won't even comment on this fucking dude. Because remember, he was too busy calling AJ a racist. Which, yeah, that, yeah. A man that no man has ever said anything bad about, AJ Styles. Okay, but I'm going to keep it at that. Fire CM Punk. Get him out of the company. Get him out. He's going to ruin. Look at everything that's happened since this man came. This company was fine. We had the little problems with Cody. Cody left because he saw the writing on the wall. Because you notice Cody, he dipped when CM Punk came in. Done. Gone. Because go listen to the story Cody tells, where Punk was trying to make himself locker room leader and he got punked out by Booker T. Because you know the fuck. Oh my God. I'm just glad I'm right. I've been saying this for years. Like, I have been saying this for over a decade that CM Punk is an actual piece of human garbage. But that is it for me. That is the all-out review. And yeah, peace out, everybody. And let's get Fire CM Punk trending, please.